little discussions around tea, which I think was your wisdom, to get us a sense of understanding where DNC comes from. What happens now? Does the non-ANC throw itself on the floor and says, please be reasonable? Or is there space for negotiation? I personally have a sense that this process has very aptly divided all the candidates in two groups, those who are competent, qualified, and suitable for the job, and those which the ANC likes. Now, without being facetious, should we perhaps have another cup of tea and take it from there?
I don't know, but maybe more informal discussions might be useful before going to or we should begin to see if there are difficult areas which might need negotiation. It will be around some females. Maybe I don't know what the opposition. From what the opposition has said, the names that we bring have not been suggested by the opposition. That's what I'm saying, around some names. So I'm sure there's going to be a debate around that. So if we feel there are issues to be dealt with around those names, maybe it's better to do it a bit informally and see how far we go. We think we've taken into account your suggestions on names. So that's where we are. So the process would be formal, informal. I don't know, Prof, what you think in your wisdom.
I just want to support your views on the debate. I've been exposed to university interviews for many, many years, many decades, and I've worked in the private sector where I interviewed as a manager. The question of debating has nothing to do with politics. Even at university, we debated the candidates. In the private sector, we debated the candidates. So I think we should debate and don't feel that we're debating because a certain candidate has been brought by a particular political party. Thanks, Chair.
If we go through this informal process, as your wisdom suggested, I think it would be conducive to easier possibility of compromise if we don't know if the starting positions are not public, so we can all come out as winners or losers, and we can have it informal as with that. And also, we are all dealing, and I think what needs to be stated, we are dealing with a list of extraordinary people. This is really a group of extraordinary people. So none of us wants to make derogatory remarks about suitability, and it's we are dealing with people who are extraordinary all on their own right.
Yeah, I think we should ask the media to recuse us, if there is media.
Not so much media, but there are monitors.
And monitors.
Society.
And monitors, yes.
University, I'm not sure if you have...
Yeah, for now. We're going to bargaining. and you might make it difficult for us to be honest.
Okay.
To think aloud, actually, to think aloud there. Please, just excuse us. We must rather be for now.